Brad Locke.
And I'm Gene Phelps, and this is Prep Rally.
We're talking Northeast Mississippi High School sports, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally, a Daily Journal webcast and podcast. I'm your host, Brad Locke, here on this Wednesday, May the 11th, 2016. Flying solo today, you may notice. Gene Phelps normally joining me. He's out at tennis over in Oxford covering state tennis championships. The singles and doubles champion is going to be crowned today, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about here on the show. A lot of baseball and softball to talk about as well, a little track and field. We're just right in the middle of the postseason for all the spring sports, so we've got plenty of ground to cover. Before we get into it, though, remember, follow the show on Twitter at DJournalPreps. And again, this is a webcast and a podcast, so you can watch this at DJournal.com. If you miss it, catch the replay later on. And we have a podcast version of this as well. It'll be up later on. You can listen for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or PrepRally.DJournal.com. So let's get into it. Let's start with tennis, shall we? Had some team champions crowned over the past few days. Tupelo Christian, also known as TCPS, winning its first state title, and actually they clinched it with a match won by a seventh grader, Ben Olchi. And it was funny in the story that he said he didn't realize that they needed him to win to capture state. And he said basically he said, if I'd known that, I might not have won, might have choked it away. So a seventh grader bringing it home for TCPS, their first state title there in tennis. Also had New Albany, and that was in 1A. He had New Albany winning in 5A, in 4A. That's the fifth straight state title for the New Albany tennis program there in 4A. And in 5A, Oxford continues its dominant run, nine in a row now, state championships in team tennis there in 5A. So again, we've got some doubles and singles championships being decided today. They started that, I believe, yesterday in Oxford and down in Richland. Track and field. Had that over the weekend, late last week, state championships down there in Pearl. Big day for East Union. Had a lot of individual winners, and the girls finished second in the team standings, and we'll have more on one of their athletes in just a few minutes. TCPS girls winning state. Myrtle boys winning a title. Oxford, both of their teams, boys and girls, winning state championships. So big day for area teams down there in the track and field state championships as well. Okay, let's get into the baseball. That's what we've got to focus most of our attention on today, because we're getting close to the state championships. We've got the North finals coming up, North and South finals, starting actually tonight for a lot of teams, because of weather that's expected to come in Thursday, some rain. And so they're trying to get some of these game ones in early. So we're going to have quite a few teams playing tonight. We'll run through the schedule in a few moments, but first, just kind of recapping some of what happened in the state quarterfinals the past few days. You had Tupelo being eliminated in three games by Northwest Rankin, so the Golden Wave seeing its season come to an end. Justin Reed completing his first year as head coach there at Tupelo after taking over for Gary Enos, and a successful year on the whole for Tupelo. Certainly, they would have liked to have gone further, but Tupelo ending its run in the state quarterfinals, or also known as the North semifinals there in 6A. 5A, Oxford rolling on, defeating Ridgeland, trying to defend that state title in 5A. The Chargers have played a tough schedule this year. Last year, I think they lost just one game, but they've beefed up their schedule. So don't let the win-loss record fool you. They're the favorite, I would say, certainly to win in 5A, especially with that pitching staff they have. 4A, Houston, there's a favorite to win it in 4A. They advance, as does Ripley. So the Hilltoppers and Tigers looking to move on to the state championship series. 3A, Morville moving on after sweeping Nettleton. And Kossuth advanced as well in 3A. 2A, East Union and Ingomar move on. And in 1A, TCPS and Smith will move on. Now let's look at the schedule. A lot of these teams I just mentioned will be facing each other in these North finals, starting again, like I said, with a lot of teams playing today in Class 1A. Let's start there. Today, you got Smithville and TCPS scheduled for a 7 o'clock start, best of three series, game one today. Rain coming in on Thursday, so that's why they're moving these games up. Game twos Set for a Friday in most cases, and then game threes if necessary on Saturday. In 2A, you've got Ingomar taking on East Union, so there's an all-area matchup right there. And then you've got in Class 3A, you've got Kossuth at Morville. That's going to be a good one. Two very good 3A teams. 4A, you got the Houston at Ripley. That'll be a good one. Houston a favorite there as well. 5A, Grenada at Oxford to open up. Again, that's today. All these games, except for Kossuth Morville, unless and Ingomar East Union, those are still, as of right now, as far as I know, on for Thursday. That could change. I have to double check on that later. But the TCPS Smithville is today. And then in a 5A, Grenada and Oxford, that is today as well. And Class 6A, you got Northwest Rankin and Madison Central. Okay, so that's the baseball schedule for this coming week. You know, I mentioned Oxford, their favorite to win. Kossuth, a favorite to win. So I imagine we'll have at least a couple of state champions come out of that crowd of teams there. A lot of good baseball being played here in Northeast Mississippi. A lot of good softball, too, my friends. We got state championships coming up here this week with the softball. Let me see if I can go back and find that schedule. Here we go. State tournament at Ridgeland, again, best of three. That'll start on Thursday. Game threes on Saturday if necessary. So they're going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday. In 1A, you've got Smithville going up against Boca Chica. That game one on Thursdays at 3 o'clock. And again, they'll play on Friday again. That one also scheduled for 3 o'clock. And then game three, Saturday, if necessary. In 2A, got East Webster, another area team. They'll battle Taylorsville. Going to try to win another state title in 2A. I think East Webster's won three or four in a row there in 2A. 3A, another area team, Morville, going to take on Philadelphia. And that game is at 4:30, the game one on Thursday. East Webster plays at 10 a.m. Thursday. And then in 4A, 5A, and 6A, we do not have any area teams involved there, but you've got West Lauderdale and North Pike in 4A, Neshoba Central, West Harrison in 5A, and South Panola against Harrison Central in 6A. So that's what the schedule looks like for the softball state championships, again, starting on Thursday down there in Ridgeland. Rolling on through to some basketball news coming out late last week over in Itawamba County. Itawamba AHS, you may recall Devin Hill recently resigned as basketball coach there. Had coached boys and girls both, led the girls to a state title in 2014. They've got a new coach, and it's a name you probably know, Daryl Wilson. He's going to be the coach for the boys and the girls. And if you know anything about MSU basketball, you know that Daryl Wilson was a big part of that 1996 team that made a run to the Final Four of the NCAA tournament. Now, he's been serving as an assistant coach the past few years. Daryl Wilson has. He's been at Starkville High School. He's been at Tupelo High School. And, of course, Tupelo, Jeff Norwood is the coach there, another former Bulldog. So he's going to take the reins at Itawamba AHS, been a very good program, especially on the girls' side the past few years. And, you know, he's a name, but he's a former basketball player at state who played really well. He averaged 18 points a game that year. They went to the Final Four, and he's got some coaching experience under his belt now. So Daryl Wilson, Big D, going to coach there at Itawamba AHS. All right, let's go ahead and run through the athletes of the week. We do this every week, recognizing a male and a female athlete who have done particularly well in their sport from the past week. Normally, this is something Gene Phelps will do, but again, he's at tennis today, so it's just me. So I had to comb through and find a couple of worthy recipients here, and I think I found a couple. Let's start with the female athlete of the week, Morgan Barrett of Smithville. She's a pitcher and a third baseman. And in Smithville's Game 2 win against Hamilton, over the weekend to clinch that series in a 1A, a 9-3 win, incidentally, for Smithville. Morgan Barrett, she had two doubles and three RBIs at the plate. And in the pitcher's circle, got the win, striking out six, allowing just three hits. So she's getting it done pitching and hitting there for Smithville. Male athlete of the week, Jordan Salmon. I assume that's how you say it, just like the fish. That's how it's spelled, salmon. Could be salmon. So my apologies, Jordan, if I mispronounced it. But East Union track athlete, I mentioned they had a big day at the track and field championships over this past week. And he won. He ended up bringing home three state titles. He won the 1,600-meter run, the 800-meter run, and was a member of the 4x800-meter relay state champion team. And that's the first year they've won they've run the 4x800. That's a new event in the state track and field meet. So congrats to Morgan Barrett of Smithville and Jordan Salmon of East Union, athletes of the week here on Prep Rally. And that's going to be it for this show. A little bit of a short one, I guess, but I think we squeezed in a lot of good stuff here. A lot of postseason stuff happening to keep an eye on. We'll have full coverage, of course, in the Daily Journal and at djournal.com. And again, look for Gene's coverage tomorrow on what's happening with the tennis over there, singles and doubles, crowning state champions. Be sure again to follow us on Twitter at DJournalPrep. Send us an email at preprally@journalinc.com. Again, it's a webcast and a podcast. If you missed any of it, just want to watch it again, or just tell your friends to watch it, you can catch the replay at djournal.com. And of course, you can listen for free to the podcast. That'll be up later this Wednesday afternoon. You can listen to that for free on iTunes, your podcast app, or at preprally.djournal.com. That's it. I'm Brad Locke. Thanks again for joining us. We'll be back next week to talk more high school sports. Thanks.